Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Jim Reid.
Morning, Alan.
So, Claire, 30th anniversary, a lot has happened within that period. And, of course, you're now going to kind of focus in on it because you urgently need funds again. You're here in studio with us, I suppose, to look back on the 30 years, look forward to the next 30 years. What is it telling us?
Well, Alan, good morning to all the listeners. Our service is a county-wide service, Wexford Rape Crisis, and we provide one-to-one counselling for any woman, any man or any young person aged 12 years and upwards who has been impacted in any way by domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. And the organisation began back 30 years ago, in 1995, from a very small premises in Wexford town. It very quickly moved to a second premises just close to the main street, and in 2025, 30 years on, we're now in a dedicated fit-for-purpose premises up in Modlin Town. The service has grown and developed significantly over the years, and that is down to the demand for the service, Alan. What the 30 years is telling us is that domestic and sexual violence is not going away, that it's still in existence in our community, that it's a huge issue. It's a huge issue in County Wexford in the four towns, and we cannot keep up with the demand for the service. We struggle to meet the demands of the number of people coming to us looking for counselling.
But you want specifically this morning, before we get into the big fundraising events that are coming up, to look back on the last year, the most recent report. I think you asked to focus on that today. What is that telling us?
That's right, Alan. We have literally just published our 2024 annual report. It'll be up on our website in the coming week. We began 2024 with 73 people on our waiting list. That's a huge stat for us. 73 people waiting for counselling in our county. We struggled to keep up with the demand, to respond to those people in a, you know, very prompt manner. So the organisation had to invest the bones of €100,000 through fundraising means to take on additional counselling hours, to respond quicker to people and to reduce the waiting time. It was 8 months that a client had to wait for counselling at the beginning of last year.
And what is it now?
At the moment, it's approximately 4 to 6 weeks, which is not too bad. However, it's periodic. At this time, at the beginning of the summer, the demand tends to go down slightly, but it raises again at the end of the summer. So we're continuously faced with that demand. And as I said, we are funded by the Department of Justice. However, not enough.
Shortfall.
Exactly.
You told me at the launch of the premises, in fact, that was at the launch of the Women's Refuge, I asked you for an update. You said you're short annually 30,000. Has that gone up more?
It's gone up to approximately 100,000, Alan.
That 100,000 you mentioned is now the new figure.
100,000 is maintaining that waiting time for clients at around a 2 month period, about 6 weeks or so.
Right.
And clients shouldn't have to wait more than a couple of weeks. I mean, it takes years for someone to pick up the phone, to have the courage to be able to actually say out loud what has happened to them. And we need to be able to respond very promptly to that person's motivation and get them counselling as soon as possible.
What other stats emerge in the report, the most recent report? Anything else that you'd like to look at?
Well, the demand for domestic violence referrals, which in the main comes via the refuge, but also from the community itself, that has doubled as well in the last couple of years. We work very closely with Wexford Women's Refuge. They send any clients who want counselling to ourselves. So that particular issue is on the increase as well. And I know from talking to An Garda Síochána that it's one of the top issues for them to deal with at the moment in County Wexford. So again, another very serious, stark figure and a serious issue in our community that is not going away and needs to be addressed.
And what about online violence? Do you deal with that, Claire?
We do. We would have a certain amount of online grooming, harassment online, particularly coming from the younger cohort, from younger people. Obviously, that's how they communicate a lot with their peers. So that is an issue that we're dealing with as well.
Right, you have the airwaves. Talk about the space issue now and how big a concern that is. Because it seems like only yesterday when we were in your new premises, and now, even though it is serving a huge purpose, you need more space. Where and when?
We certainly do. I mean, we have a beautiful, beautiful building up in Modlin Town. Would you believe it? It was built in 2020. We moved in at the end of January 2021, and already we are bursting at the seams. Our team has tripled in size to deal with the demand. We don't have enough space. So we need another premises in Wexford Town. And in addition to that, our service in Gorey is exploding. The demand up there as well is significant. And we also need a dedicated fit for for purpose premises up there. So really, to for us to be able to respond to the growth and the demand, we need to dedicated premises, additional ones in those towns.
Yeah, is there anything else from the report before I bring in Mairead, who's waiting patiently to tell us, because you want to there's a positive side to this as well, and it's going to be showcased this weekend at New Bay House. There's a big event coming up, the first of many events hopefully for you. Is there anything else within the report you feel you need to mention as we're speaking?
I mean, just to say a big thank you to anyone who has contributed, donated, fundraised for the organisation. And again, that if anybody does have any kind of fundraising ideas that they'd be able to do on behalf of the centre, to get in touch with me, Claire Williams.
Mairead, you've been waiting patiently to talk about the big event that's coming up, the first of many this year, New Bay House, sunshining, all planned, is that right? What's happening?
Yeah, well, I suppose, Alan, I haven't been that involved with the rape crisis for the last few years. I've handed over the reins to the very capable Laura Lawler, who's the current chair. But really, when you see the convictions that are happening now on the telly, you hear about the waiting list in Wexford, I know that Claire's office is not her office even anymore, that she's running out of space. A group of ladies decided we'd get together and organise this, and I just want to pay credit to thank them. They are Anne Larkin, Claire Harney, Emma Jeffers, Fiona Gainford, Kate O'Donnell, Liz Hogan, Lorraine Hill and Rachel Hickey. And they're from all walks of life and all sorts of businesses around town. And they said, look, let's do something to help them. So we put out the call, and within 24 hours, 250 tickets were sold for the lunch next Sunday in New Bay House, which is amazing. We have great sponsorship to help us with that from Dexter Beef, Pettits and LP Liquid Glass. But apart from that, we've brought together a gorgeous day out with Prosecco on the lawn, followed by a beautiful lunch provided by New Bay. And then we're going to have fashion from around the county. Yeah. And people are saying, well, why did you choose fashion from around the county, Mairead? And the committee said we wanted to emphasise that you can get counselling all around the county. We have counselling facilities in New Ross, Wexford, Enniscorthy and Goree. Yeah. So thanks to Lulu Lucrem, Eden Manor, Bridal, Glamour and Sarah King, we fashion from all over the county. So what better day, Alan? Yeah. Get your frock on.
What else have you got planned this year? Are you inviting people who may have an idea to come forward to
absolutely,
you or Claire?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And look, there's lots of people who can't be there. I mean, Claire is going to speak to us that day and give everybody, which will be a hard listen, I'm sure, what is exactly happening with Wexford Rape Crisis. We're honoured to have our mayor, Catherine Biddy Walsh, there to represent the people of the town. And also our female Kiancorla, Verona Murphy, will be there. So we have a great audience. We have the people. There's people who didn't get to get tickets. And we're also, some of them have kindly donated a few bob, which we will also put in for our amazing raffle that day, because we have superb raffle with amazing art, original art from the likes of brilliant Wexford artists like Helen O'Connell, Helen Mason, Helen Gaynor. We have Landa handbags. We have all sorts of amazing gifts from the businesses of the county. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a great day.
Anything else you want to add, Mairead, while you have the microphone?
No, just to say that, look, we're out there to support Wexford Rape Crisis, this group that have come together. I mean, it's really tough when you hear they have to come up with 100,000 funding every year. Mm. So anything we can do, we're aiming to get 10,000 for them on Sunday. It's a big ask. But we really hope that the women of Wexford have answered the call. So we're looking forward to a great day for everyone there. But we hope that we can rise to the occasion and help them out for their 30th birthday.
I leave the final word to you. You're blessed, aren't you, Claire, with so many fine people working like Mairead and behind the scenes as well. There's a lot of unsung heroes that help you, aren't there?
There certainly are, Alan. There's so many volunteers at board level and frontline level that we are just so grateful to have to support our service. I'd just like to say, you know, for anyone over the years who has been involved in the centre, to say thank you so much, who's brought us to this stage, 30th anniversary. And I suppose the final word would be for anyone who's been impacted by domestic, sexual or gender-based violence, that our free phone number is 1800 330033.